Late last month, I traveled to the Lorain County Fairgrounds in Ohio for former President Trump's first rally since the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. As I walked through the parking area at 6 a.m., you could feel the presence of the conspiracy group QAnon at the rally site.
We're out in a field where cars are parking. There's a banner over there on top of an old school bus that says, Q sent me. Lots of derogatory things about President Biden.
A number of those I spoke with that day were indeed QAnon followers. And something I heard over and over from them, they fully expect Trump to be back in the White House by August. Let's bring in Ben Collins. He covers disinformation, extremism, and the internet for NBC News. Welcome back to Here and Now, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with that belief on the part of many QAnon members that Trump is somehow going to be reinstated as president, not when there's another election, but next month. At that rally, I spoke to one attendee. Her name is Kathleen Free. She was there very early in the morning, hours before the gates opened, having driven more than 5 hours from Fort Knox, Kentucky to Ohio just to see Trump. Let's listen.
I'm ready for him to come back. I think our election was stolen. You know, I think Biden and them cheated, and it's coming out.
On the way in, we passed some signs that said Trump 2024.
No, he needs to come back now. We won't have a country in 2024 if we leave it up to Biden.
I should also say that opinion was not an outlier. I heard it over and over as I worked the crowd that day. Ben, just react to that.
Yeah, it's a very common belief among Trump supporters right now. And by the way, it's not just far-right QAnon supporters. It's people who watch Newsmax in OAN and have a different algorithmic set on the internet than most people do. And they believe this because they have been told since January by places like the Gateway Pundit, which is a huge driver of news on the pro-Trump internet, that these election audits that are not real, they are conducted by QAnon supporters, will eventually overturn the election, that it'll start in Arizona and that then eventually it'll happen in Pennsylvania and then Georgia, and it'll have a domino effect. And they believe this will happen basically overnight. And some of them have more fantastical beliefs. For example, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, believes that there will be some sort of Supreme Court case that all 9 justices, both left and right, will overnight overturn the election and somehow reinstall Donald Trump as the president. So this is not a far-fetched belief to people on the pro-Trump internet. They have a whole game plan. They believe various different versions of this game plan. One involves Donald Trump being installed as Speaker of the House somehow in the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. But regardless, one way or another, they believe that he's going to be back in office through some means that would have to be, by law, extrajudicial.
There was a recent article in Politico about how Trump's team is trying to actually distance itself a bit from QAnon. Trump hasn't acknowledged the group except to tell NBC's Savannah Guthrie last year that he heard they didn't like pedophiles. Even Kathleen Free told me she was sure, though, that Trump knew about QAnon. Do we have a sense of how much of Trump's base, though, is tied into the QAnon conspiracy theory?
The polling on this is sort of all over the place. QAnon support ranges from hundreds of thousands to tens of millions of people, depending on the poll that you see. And it also depends on if people are subscribing to QAnon outright. A lot of QAnon supporters say that they don't believe in QAnon. QAnon isn't real. But that's a talking point from Q, the guy who is the alleged secret government insider at the center of QAnon. So it's really hard to pin this down. You know, the reality is, unfortunately, a lot of the Q movement's biggest talking points, that there's a cabal taking over the world, that they're trying to get you injected with shots, that there's no such thing as a fair election, that this cabal is doing some sort of wide-scale sex trafficking operation, and that the center of it is Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. That is seeped deeply into what a lot of people in the Republican Party now just believe. Just because it's not called QAnon anymore doesn't mean it's not prevalent. Probably means it's more prevalent than ever.
Okay, well, I wanted to ask about the Republican Party. The national GOP just feels like an extension of Donald Trump at this point. But is QAnon showing up within the party, maybe just more on the local level?
Yeah, what we've seen is direct orders from QAnon message boards and influencers to run for office. For example, Mike Flynn, who is probably the largest influencer in the QAnon community, who isn't Q and who isn't Donald Trump.
Let me stop you there quickly. This is Mike Flynn, President Trump's former national security advisor.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's extremely close to Donald Trump. But he said a few weeks ago, take responsibility for your school committees or boards, get involved in the education of our children, and run for local, state, or federal office. Basically, what he's saying is stop waiting for some sort of plan to happen and take it into your own hands. And that message is at the top of QAnon message boards. That's what they've said for a while now, is don't call it QAnon. Don't go in there and say, hey, I'm a QAnon believer, and by the way, vote for me. They're saying just go to your local school board, get involved. If you can, get elected. Sometimes it takes hundreds of votes to get elected at the local level. And then once you're in there, try to plant the seeds of the conspiracy that we all believe.
You mentioned school boards. The National Education Association, the big teachers union, is warning that conspiracy theorists are running for and in some cases winning these local elections, as you describe. I mean, how prevalent really, though, is this across the country? Obviously, it's prompted the NEA to issue that statement.
Look, it's hard to know how prevalent it is, but we've seen it on YouTube videos across the country. Look, in Michigan, there was a woman who said, who tweeted that, you know, QAnon had been confirmed, who was now on a school board, and people didn't realize until it was too late, and they're trying to recall her, but it takes months to do so. You know, we've heard from people all throughout the country, from, you know, California to Michigan to Florida, that these people are trying to run. Sometimes it's really obvious that they're QAnon supporters, even if they don't say it out loud, so people are kind of sniffing that out and not voting for them and getting the word out. But it's, you know, it's impossible to know, frankly. That's part of the thing. You know, QAnon supporters do this thing they call digital camouflage. They used to be afraid of getting banned from Facebook or Twitter, because if you talked about QAnon outright on Facebook or Twitter last year, you would just get banned. So they come up with different words, different codes. You know, they call him 17, because Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet, for example. And they publicly disavow support for QAnon. But once again, all of the talking points are there, and it doesn't take a genius to figure it out.
And are they running on specific policy positions when they are trying to get on a local school board somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, for example, there was this guy in Florida who went up there, and he was talking about how, you know, masks were secret covers for trafficking operations, because human traffickers, their big thing is they love masks. Now, this isn't true if you talk to anti-human trafficking operations. So it sounds fantastical instantly when you hear these people talk at these meetings. They talk of elaborate government or worldwide plots to take over the world, or, you know, how, like, the virus was made in a lab, and not only that it was made in the lab, but it was made by the United States government, right? That sort of conspiracy thinking pervades in this space, and it comes out very readily and clearly in these school board meetings.
Again, I heard over and over that Q followers think Trump will be back in office in August. What happens when that doesn't happen?
Look, they are getting very used to the fact that every doomsday they have comes and goes and nothing takes place. This is how cults work. This is how they operate. They keep pushing the date back because it's based on anticipation. It's based on the idea that you could wake up one day and all your dreams get solved, all of your political enemies get tossed aside. So they will just keep pushing the date back, and they will find little things to cling to, little bits of hope. Some Q influencers are saying, don't wait, it's not going to happen in August. This stuff doesn't happen overnight, of course, but it will happen soon. You can already start to see that narrative start to shift. Look, some people have already gotten too upset and can't wait. There have been people from the very beginning of this conspiracy theory who have, you know, blocked roads and committed violent action because they've been told that all of the missing children are somewhere and they need to be stopped. Along the way, there are lots of lone wolves in this space that can't wait anymore. That's really the worry. But until then, most people will just keep pushing the date back.
That's Ben Collins, who covers disinformation, extremism, and the internet for NBC News. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.